Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustick, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hello, hello, hello. It's Holly Rustick here with Grant Writing and Funding, and welcome to an episode of the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast. And what we're going to talk about today is how you can be part-time grant writer optional. And what I mean by this is some of you might be still working full-time, and you want to start a grant writing business on the side and then start to build it up and eventually potentially even transition, or you just want to have that for some extra money, or just because your job is not very secure. The other reason some of you want to just be part-time grant writer optional is if you're retiring soon and you don't want to be working full-time still, but you want to have a consultancy on the side where you can still bring in some great money, but on flexible hours and around your schedule. This could also be true if you have young kids, or you're taking care of a loved one, or if you're traveling a lot, or if this is the lifestyle that you want to create. Now, we often talk a lot about here about how you can replace your full-time income on flexible hours, and that is the truth. But before we go into this episode today, make sure you sign up for the upcoming webinar on April 30th, 2024 at 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And that is Replace Your Full-Time Income on Flexible Hours by Writing High-Quality Grants Fast. So you're going to want to check out my strategies in there around pricing, around sales, and around writing grants, so you can actually open up a part-time grant writing optional business, or if you want to go full-time, it's up to you. So make sure you go to the show notes today at grantwritingandfunding.com/324 or grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar. And you can definitely register for free. This is a new webinar, so do show up. And if you register for this webinar, you also get an exclusive bonus that only folks who register for the webinar get, and that is a 48-hour bonus. So if they join the Academy by May 2nd, they're gonna get an amazing bonus where I'm actually gonna show you how to make your first 10K in grant writing sales very quickly. And you're going to do this in a live group call with me. So you're definitely going to want to jump in. And if you've been thinking about joining the Academy, this is going to be the time to do it. Make sure you register for the webinar so you can get that exclusive bonus. Once again, grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar. And this is a bonus episode today. So let's go ahead and talk about how you can become an optional part-time grant writer. So you might be thinking it's all or nothing to start a grant writing business, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Most grant writer consultants start with writing grants for one client at a time. And many of them, that is their anchor client or their current 9-to-5 that they have now. And if you want to hear more about how to position your 9-to-5 as an anchor client, so make sure you check out our last episode, Treat Your 9-to-5 as Your Anchor Client as a Freelance Grant Writer. And that's episode 323. So right now you might be a grant writer inside a nonprofit, or maybe you have only written one grant, but it got awarded and pretty soon all of the news of all of that got around, right? And I know like that is one of the fastest ways that folks inside the academy get clients and in the mentorship as well is on referral, because people start hearing your name associated with a grant. So it's also great for y'all if you are writing grants, even inside your nonprofit, post it on your social media. Even if you don't have a business yet, we want to be able to build up that credibility and for people to relate you to those different grants that you're winning. But even if you're not writing grants now, chances are you know folks that could use some of your grant writing help. And they might have even asked you to help them write a grant. And chances are that if you have been asked, they've also asked you how much would you charge to write a grant. And this can be hard because you might be like, I don't know. I'm just doing this part time. I'm just starting to do this. I'm not really even sure how much to charge to write a grant. So those are things that will come up. And in the Academy, we definitely help you process through that so we come up with your pricing and services and how you're going to onboard clients and all of the things. Now, why would you consider going optional? Like we just mentioned, there's a lot of different reasons, but for a lot of you, you might be like, I'm in a nonprofit now, or I'm in a 9-to-5 now, and I just don't have a lot of time. So once again, go back to last week's episode because we talk about how to reposition that so you can create more time to open a business. And even if that just means taking on one client just to write one grant, I want you to be able to do that. And we at Grant Writing and Funding firmly believe that every single grant writer must open a freelance grant writing business, even if it's super part-time. And that's because you never know what's going to happen inside your 9-to-5. Things happen all the time, especially in nonprofits, where you are let go at the drop of a hat, no matter how much time you've put in there. And even in a regular 9-to-5 in a corporate or other type of job, things happen. And we want you to feel like you have financial stability because of your skills, right? So the skills of writing grants is going to be what you can leverage to create money. But also the skills of knowing how to do ethical nonprofit sales is what's going to be able to keep you being able to get clients because of your grant writing skills, right? So we need to know the skills of grant writing and the skills of sales with nonprofits. And when you have these two things, you can just have one client at a time. So even if you're working full time, we believe that you must open a freelance grant writing business, even if you just take on one client once in a while. What that's going to do for you is all of a sudden you're going to create more boundaries at your 9-to-5, because you're going to be like, oh, you know what? If anything ever happened, I know I could make money. I know I could pay my bills. I know I wouldn't have to do 100,000 job searches online and go to a million interviews. Like, I could lean back and make money tomorrow because I'm already making money today, right? So in just by having that one extra client, just by maybe, you know, maybe if you have one client a year even, and it's a retainer client, but it's a really small retainer client. Or maybe you just write a federal grant at a certain time every year and you open it up and you take on two or three clients just to write that federal grant once a year. That's extra income coming in. And what you've done is you've opened up a business license, right? You've figured out who you want to serve. You've come up with your prices. And then you're also starting to get testimonials from your clients. So just by having that open is going to create more boundaries in your 9-to-5. It's going to create more financial stability because you're going to be like, I've got this. And plus, just more money is going to be coming into your door, right? When you are on a fixed income on a 9-to-5, it is a fixed income. The only chance you have of getting more money working on a salary job is maybe they give out bonuses at the end of the year. Maybe you can get a promotion at some time, but a lot of you in nonprofits know that those promotions are few and far between, and those raises are few and far between. So you really are on fixed income. So having just one other client on the side, that brings in extra money. Maybe you want to pay off debt. Maybe you want to take a trip. Maybe you want to invest in more coaching for your business and grow it. There are so many things that you can do when you start having more variable income on top of your fixed income. Very, very good. So those are for you. If you're working 9 to 5, we want to be able to create more financial stability for you and just the mindset around being financially stable and not being totally codependent on your 9 to 5. Right? As your provider. I want you to start thinking of yourself as your provider and your skills as your provider, not your boss, not a job that you never even helped create. No, we want to think of your skills and your business, yourself as your provider. And that is really going to start creating more empowerment for you. You're going to start looking at the world through a different lens when you're like, I've got this, right? I've got this and I can create this with my skills. I know if anything ever happens, I can make money. I can support myself. I can support my family. And this is not fixed, right? I can always grow this income. So definitely that's for you if you are in a 9 to 5, but you don't have to start out with a full-time business either, right? You can start off, like I said, maybe just with that very part-time optional grant writer viewpoint. Now, the other kind of people or the team that we like to call, right, like team one, team two, the other team we like to look at are those of you who just don't want to work full time. Maybe you're retiring, like we mentioned, taking care of little ones, taking care of loved ones, traveling, all of the things. You don't have to work full time. You're not looking for a 9 to 5 job. You're looking for flexible hours. And the whole point of starting a business is maybe to give back, right? You want to do something meaningful. You don't want to just get like any old job, but you want something that's really going to bring a lot of impact and meaning into the world. And yes, you want to make some income as well, but you don't want to do it. You don't want to work 40-hour weeks. You want to work part-time so you can still keep up your lifestyle or whatever you need to do or want to do in your life, but still have the ability to be part-time and make income that is flexible from anywhere in the world. Well, ching ching, that's freelance grant writing as well. And freelance grant writing is so awesome because you can work anywhere in the world. Even back in 2009, I was working in Belgium for a virtual grant writing company that was based out of DC, and we had clients all over the world. And this was back in 2009, when Facebook was just like getting its legs and none of your parents were on Facebook. Yes. That was back in the day. Being online was still, there was websites, there's all of that, but it wasn't anything like today. It wasn't the whole culture of like working online like it is today. It was a very different space. But at the same time, because of the nature of grant writing, it was very acceptable too. And I absolutely love that I could still, attend university. I did my master's in Brussels, wonderful year, it was so great. But at the same time, I was getting paid in US dollars and I was able to still be able to do all of the work, even in a different time zone for the different clients that I had responsibility for. And I even did this when I lived in Kuwait, right? And that was earlier, 2007, I think 2006, 2007, and a few years before that. And I was able, once again, this wasn't a huge thing. The online working was not a big thing at all. But because of the nature of the work, I was able to work online. I was able to manage clients in different places and get additional clients even in Kuwait. So I remember I was a teacher back then, and I was teaching in an international school. And even then, just because the superintendent, it's kind of like what they call a superintendent there, knew that I was a grant writer, right away he was like, oh my gosh, the Department of Education in Qatar, they're looking to open up another school. So we actually flew to another country in the Middle East, and we're able to present to the Department of Education there, and I submitted a grant and all of that. So it wasn't even just being an online business, like where all my clients were elsewhere. Wherever I have lived and worked, and I've lived in a lot of different places around the world, that I have been able to get clients in addition to my job that I was doing or while I was studying or whatever, just because as soon as I mentioned, oh yeah, I know how to write grants, people are like, brrr. So even in Brussels, I was approached by some of the large nonprofits there to do grant writing. And I didn't take on those jobs because I was studying and I had like this online thing that I thought was so cool and just very easy. But that's the beauty, is anywhere that I personally have lived, even like decades ago, right? Oh my gosh. This has been a thing. Now it's even more normal, right? To be able to work online, like it's no big thing. Like people completely get it. There's really no objections for nonprofits that you work online and that you may be working in a different time zone or a different area. As long as you have internet access and you're able to keep up with your scope of works and your meetings, they're fine. Like it's absolutely acceptable. So this can be for you too, if you're like, you know what, I'm a digital nomad, or I'm working abroad, or I'm just home. Maybe you're just home in the middle of the United States, right, in the Midwest, but you want to be home more and you want to have flexible hours. Whatever that may be, freelance grant writing is something you can completely do. It's not going out of style. The market is not saturated by any means whatsoever, and it is a higher paid profession. Here's where you may be finding some resistance. You're not sure how to set up a business that is part-time. You aren't sure what to charge because you're not sure how long it will take to write a certain grant, and you aren't even sure what should be included in a contract. But the thing is, as long as you have a business system in place, like we mentioned, you have the skill, and you can learn the skill of grant writing in 30 days because we teach it inside the Academy, our 30-day Master Grant Template Challenge, and you can learn the skills of selling to nonprofits. We have our ethical nonprofit sales system as well. But in this way, as long as you have those systems, the skill of grant writing and the skill of sales, you can gradually start taking on nonprofit clients very slowly, right? You don't have to do it. It doesn't have to be all at once. But it doesn't also have to be all or nothing, right? So many of the students inside the Freelance Grant Writer Academy have started their businesses while still working inside a nonprofit. They just want to take on a client at a time to get comfortable. And some even have certain financial goals for their business before they quit their full-time jobs, right? And honestly, that can reduce a lot of stress. I mean, you might be in a position where you just have to jump in full-time, right? You just got laid off. You have to leave that toxic workplace ASAP. Something happened in life transition, a recent move, like sometimes it is, like things just happen and you're like, it is like, I just went from being, you know, I had no transition time. And that's okay too, right? There, we can support you on that as well. But if you are in a position where you can take it slowly, that's all right as well. But remember, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Whether you want to start with one client and only work 5 hours a week on your business, or you want to jump in full time, you still need a business system because it really leads to a headache, a lot of stress. You're going to start spinning out and do unnecessary work if you don't have a business system on pricing or your pricing in place, those sort of things. Just some case studies to kind of show you where different people in different places. Kelly was working full time inside her job. She opened up her business writing grants just part time. Within 8 weeks, she was making more in her part time grant writing business than her full time business. But she chose to keep her full time business for a little while, right? I think for actually a year or two, because she knew she could build up all this extra income in this very part time business. And now it was operating like clockwork. So it wasn't that big of a deal. It was bringing in more money, but she could still keep her full time job that she also liked. And she was able then to build up a lot of funding and a lot of money and then eventually transition into full-time freelance grant writing. And even Omotola, she was able to get $50,000 in 8 months in a part-time grant writing business, very part-time grant writing. She was also finishing up her PhD while she was a teacher, right? So she was teaching online. She had 2 young kids. She had a lot going on, and she was a director of a nonprofit as well. And she had a lot going on, but in a very part-time grant writing business, she was able to get $50,000 in 8 months. So that's additional income on top of her 9-to-5, which is amazing, because what can you do with all that extra income? You can invest in your future. You can take a trip. You can do house renovations. You know, there's so many different things that you can do with that, which is great. You can help out family members in need. Like, there's so much you can do. And then it also makes you go, wait, I don't have to live a fixed income lifestyle either. Like, it doesn't have to just be this life because I only have this much money. I can really look at my dreams and my desires and really what I want to have in my life and create more income, which is quite amazing. And this can be part-time optional. It doesn't have to be full-time. for you to really thrive as a freelance grant writer. So make sure you join our upcoming free and new webinar on April 30th, because I'm gonna go into more details on these types of strategies. So go to grantwritingandfunding.com/freelance-webinar to sign up today and to find out more about the webinar and the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. All right, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.